I saw Edie sneak down to the basement once, carrying packages. I thought maybe she was hiding presents.
Нет. Кого-то тут хранят.
It turned out she was hiding a lot more than that.
Будет как паразиты. Ничего не видно. Есть.
I remember asking mom once about where Walter had gone. She said after Barbara died, he got as far away as he could. If there's a pattern in all these stories, I think it's that none of us has gotten very far.
Зачем вы здесь спрятали?
Goodbye, everyone. I can't believe I've been down here for 30 years. On that first day, after the shady started, I didn't think I'd survive a week. But after a few days, I settled into a routine.
Такие банки с такой открывашкой в рашке были распространены?
That's what kept me sane.
Да блядь, давай!
Having a schedule, living for today. I always expected to be dead tomorrow. But if you wait long enough, you'll be used to anything. Even a monster on the other side of the door starts to feel normal. Almost friendly. And then one day, everything just stop. Whatever that thing was, it was gone. Maybe it got tired of waiting. Or maybe I just got tired of being afraid.
Возможно, просто я привык к такой открывашке, которая... так... как ножом вбиваешь и не знаю как писать, они для меня привычнее. Ну, видимо, все те же банки можно и такое открыть.
Longest in 30 years. I'm done waiting. I have to leave while I still can.
Открывается там ебало.
I know it's out there somewhere. Whatever killed Barbara. And Calvin.
А выйти-то куда?
Maybe this is all a mistake. But I need to stop living the same day. Even if it kills me.
It's sure positive.
Whatever's out there, I want you to know I'm ready for it. I'm going to appreciate all of it, especially the food. I don't mind if I only have a year left. Or a month. Or a single week. I'd be happy with one new day.
You must feel the world with a little
sun.
Walter died when I was 6. I can't believe my mom never told me he was down here.
Ну чё, это сегодня вроде осилим, как бы половину уже. Даже больше. Да? Да?
I'm sure my mom was trying to protect me.
It should... Чатик и таба все еще работает, да, да, просто никто не пишет.
Maybe she was afraid I'd end up like Walter.
Книги, везде книги.
But if she never told me about an uncle under the house,
чего еще она не рассказала?
I can only imagine what else she was hiding. I don't want to make the same mistakes she made.
Ой, да продайте дом этот уже.
Trying to bury something that's still alive.
И купи себе квартиру. А чё она, блядь, какая? Вначале она вроде всё-таки плыла от острова, так что получается, умрёт, наверное. А кто... А, ну да.
And found out what happened to everyone else. But now I'm worried the stories themselves might be the problem. Maybe we believed so much in a family curse, we made it real.
В семейной резиденции где-то запрятаны такие, как это назвать, святилища. Про давно умерших членов семьи. Как назвать, блядь? Буду еще раз фейк проходить? Буду, когда не знаю. Третью главу. Первые два-то я уже достаточное количество раз проходил.
I don't know if I should even be writing this. Maybe it'd be better if all this just died with me.
Все же умрет ГГ. Природа умрет. Все еще электричество проведено.
But I thought you should know about your family. And the history you're a part of. Though, to be honest, I feel as lost as you probably do right now. I think the people in these stories believed them, for what that's worth.
Девочка, чему ты даже на 180 рублей в шакалы? Не знаю. Могу увеличить битрейт, но стоит ли?
Look at the house. That history of imagination and stubbornness and madness.
Дайте подниму свой сервер для вещания вам. Он будет на до сервера я буду вещать в этом FTP и оттуда из сервера вам через FTP и плюс оно будет. Часть потока будет между собой будет передавать. Пир-ту-пирно. Конечно же, будет палиться весь всех ваш IP. Раз это FTP. Но так как типа кто знает, кто. Кому надо скрываться, тот знает, поэтому я вам говорить не буду. Что на самом деле ваши IP-шники палятся еще и между вами. Не только мне. Битрейт. А что другое крутить, другого и нечего крутить. Давайте увеличу битрейт. Правда, чё? Увеличил битрейт на 1000.
I think we've been surrounded by death for so long, we've just gotten used to it.
Так, а открывается? В смысле качество кодирования? Сам энкодер сменить? Смысла нет. Софтварный нет.
What kind of family finishes building a cemetery before starting the house?
У меня стоит. Ну, я в любом случае сейчас энкодер не могу сменить, но хардварный, да, AMD, хардвар, H264.
It's embarrassing for me to admit this, but...
Ну, настройки, я не помню, там, наверное, еще настраивается. Да, я сейчас перестану стопать игру, да, вот уже скоро. Не знаю. Ладно, не буду сейчас разбираться, не помню, давно не настраивалась.
The pet cemetery may be more uncomfortable than the human one. 3 of the gerbils are mine, and 2 had been my fault.
Gerbils! A gerbils, it's not a Ну, на русском и джорбалс, и хамстер, хомяки. Порезала за такое лого.
Sven built the house, but it was Edie who designed the cemetery.
Ладно, давайте еще немного посмотрю. Возможно, все это, во-первых, из софтварного энкодера. У меня пришед Quality Balanced Speed, Profile High в энкодере, в сеттингах энкодера. Quality preset, как бы не speed preset.
I'm sure Odin's monument had been Edie's idea. My mom was always trying to move on, but for Edie, the past never went away. She could see it poking out of the water at low tide.
Остали дом? Ясно, что это. Для тех, кто пропустил, их предок буквально, стремясь сбежать от семейного проклятия, поплыл, переделал дом в лодку и поплыл. И утонул нахуй у этих берегов.
Edie said she dreamed about the old house every night. Edie's side was always easier for me to understand. But the older I get, the more I can see where my mom was coming from.
Плохой перевод. Как значило просто...
Her dad had been pretty strict, but it wasn't enough to save her brothers. She was just trying to do better. She lost 2 of her brothers, just like I did. I get why she tried so hard to protect us. We never found Milton's body. So my mom insisted we were putting up a monument, not a tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
so many things I wish I could ask my mom now. Part of me thinks this is what she wanted all along. For me to come back someday and find everything out for myself. But looking back on it now, if she told me there was going to be so much climbing, I never would have come when I was 22 weeks pregnant.
The Vulture?
I never met Grandpa Sam, but I think he and my mom had a lot in common.
Сейчас был вьетнамский флешбек. Его что, на войне убили?
They were both pretty intense. Sam spent his life shooting photos, but Mom said he got nervous being in front of the camera. I guess we're all afraid of something.
Или на войне с оленями? Не.
Instead of hiding from death, Sam seemed to go out of his way to meet it.
Who the fuck is gay? Who the fuck is gay? Уже беременна.
Dawn, I promise, you'll never forget this weekend.
Yes, sir.
These memories are going to last a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Am I going to have to shoot anything?
It's a hunting trip, Dawn. Shooting is strongly encouraged. Perfect.
It's going to rain the whole weekend, isn't it?
Never
forget this weekend, Dad.
That's the spirit. Smile, Dawn. Okay, got it.
I'm gonna take some pictures, okay?
Just be careful. That camera's older than you are.
The fuck am I supposed to shoot?
You're right, Dad. It's starting to clear up. Still freezing, though.
Definitely should not have drunk all that coffee.
Hold still while I take a picture of you.
I did. Hey!
That's a keeper.
I'm just saying, I'm not always gonna be here, Don. You'll need to remember this stuff if you want to survive.
I'll be fine, Dad.
You know who else thought he was gonna be fine?
Some guy who died.
Don, I'm being serious.
I know, Dad. You're always serious. Doesn't being out here make you want to chill out?
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't been out here in 20 years. Don, don't you think you could find something more interesting to photograph?
Happy bees!
Last time I was with my brother Calvin. Man, that was a great trip. Grandpa's Sven taught us how to fish. How to build a fire.
This fucking
found an old logging trail. With deer everywhere. I bet if I could remember where that trail was, we'd spot a buck for you in no time. Give me a minute to check the map.
What the map?
Dad!
Good eyes, Don. Before you take the shot, let me get a picture of it.
Dad, I...
You boss! You boss!
Imagination. Focus on your target.
You boss, сын, а вот и дочь!
Let me get behind you.
Have to do this?
Don, you don't have to do anything. But if you want to survive, you'll need to be strong.
Who dare you, boy?
Great shot, Don! I'm proud of you, Don. Always remember that, okay?
Нет, это было не сейчас. Ну, блядь! Да, не успею
же. Dad, it's twitching. I think
it's totally normal, Doc.
Ебо же колен!
Try not to pick it up.
Dad!
Молодца!
Of all these stories, that's the one I wish most that my mom had told me.
Ah, Don, где? Не. Сэм... Сэм дедушка или дядя? Don, Dolphin. А мне не хватит, ничему не научил, сука. По сути. Не он не... У него есть, но... он тот еще хуй и не умеет обучать. Может только орать «Делай!» «Делай!» «А как?» «Делай!» «Я смотрю!» И вот я там в детстве просто смотрел, как делают, и научился делать, вот и ты должен был, а теперь делай! Как-то так, если было.
After Sam died, my mom and Edie got really close. They both lost a lot.
That's fucking scary. Against the hope to put a bad day and swift and dying the просто окей. Ага, жена у него ушла и выжила, ясно. Ну, перескнула.
Dear Kay, do you remember the way Gregory used to laugh when he thought he was alone? Something funny was happening, but only he could see it. I think he saw things the rest of us don't.
Не, у вас просто интергейст завелся.
Hold on, sweetie. Hello? Sam, I told you I don't want to talk right now.
I wonder what he saw. What his world was like. He saw.
Я выигрываю, да? А. У меня есть подозрение, что я не выигрываю. Их не роняется.
Чёрт,
а? Сука. Я долго думал.
I know how silly it sounds.
И как он себя убьёт?
I worried about a baby being too happy. I can feel him slipping away.
Sorry about that, Gregory.
I know you did everything you could. Maybe if I hadn't called that night.
Damn it. Hold on, I don't want Gregory to hear this.
I wish you could have told us.
Bull.
There's so much I don't understand about Gregory. About everything. Wasn't your fault.
Не, этот маленький уёбок сам открыл.
Good luck, Kay. Love, Sam.
Ну чё? Осталось... Четверо? Пятеро? Возможно, шестеро. Дон.
I can't imagine my mom ever writing poetry, and yet... A poem for Gus, who always said the wedding was a bad idea. Our father never hit us kids, at least not very hard, before the day my brother said with teenage disregard that he'd be dead before he'd see a wedding in our yard.
А что делать?
My father made him come, of course, but Gus stood far apart, just flew his kite and bottled up the storm inside his heart. I tried to talk him out of it, but though he'd never met her, we don't need a stepmom, were the words that
I now pronounce you husband and wife. Make it prime.
When the time for photos came, Dad ordered him to come
here.
But Gus declined, and as a sign, held up his middle finger. The wind picked up, and panicked geese appeared and quickly went. But all the humans did that day was go inside the tent. Rain came down in buckets then, but no one seemed afraid that nature might destroy the tent our dad had crudely made. The thunder sounded much too close and full of angry power, but all my father said to this was, "Make the music louder." I wish that I could truly say I thought about you on that day. Out there on the beach alone, just you, the wind, the sea and foam. But I didn't. Until we found you.
Сестра моя в доме-то, что он был... был нелюдимым,
she never talked about him, but Mom told me once if I was a boy, they were going to name me Gus.
Окей. Я любил как кайт, так по-русски-то, блядь. Кайт тоже? А. Респект. Так на ком он женился второй раз? Я не очень понял. Red flag. Угу. Да, это, если что, это был брат Донки.
My mom moved up to the loft after her brothers died. At the time, it was as far away as she could get. Religion was another thing my mom never talked about, but I think it helped her a lot after her dad died.
Mm-hmm.
She spent a summer building houses in Calcutta, where she met my dad, Sanjay.
Mm-hmm. Так и героиня наполовину индуска. А что, Индия такая бедная страна, что туда ездят помогать волонтерам? По-моему, так для этого Африка существует.
My mom moved to India a week after graduation and got a job teaching English. Louis was born a year later. When my dad died, I don't think mom knew where else to go. I'm sure Edie was happy to have her back. And to see kids in the house again. The house had to get a little bigger, but Edie was used to that. And for a while, things were good. Almost normal.
Повесточка! Гейский флаг, гейская радуга!
But it didn't last.
Ой, не еще такое крестьян были? А, ну хотя такие волонтерские зачастую под управлением церкви.
Milton's 10th birthday, when Edie gave him the castle.
Yeah.
After Milton disappeared, the only thing he left behind was a room full of paintings.
Thank you. Wait.
Everyone always told me to stay out of Lewis's room. Except Lewis.
Мне дали ачивку за то, что посмотрел во все глазки. Ладно, пошли к порядку. Если не буду забывать, да, окей, будет. Задерживать камеру на субтитры.
Milton Finch in The Magic Paintbrush.
Again.
And disappeared.
Так. Я пока пойду попищу, а вы разберитесь игру с плюва. Если что, после игры не расходимся, будет, наверное, небольшое хэллоуинское дополнительное блюдо.
Mom spent months searching for my brother. Then she sealed the doors.
Чтобы больше никто не ушел.
Whatever Milton had found in the house, Mom didn't want it getting out. Mom definitely blamed Edie, but I think Louis blamed himself. After he graduated, he just spent more and more time in his room. Until Mom got him a job at the cannery.
Если не будет дом,
Louis's room smelled very, very familiar. Mm-hmm. That part of him lived on.
Сорян, что мы так делаем? Ну я так типа вот тебе показываю, да, да, хорошо читается, да, видишь, да? Извините, рефлекс.
Dear Mrs. Finch, as Louis's psychiatrist, I can understand your desire for an explanation. As I see it, the trouble began in January, shortly after we convinced your son to seek treatment for substance abuse. Newly sober, I believe Louis first noticed the monotony of his daily life.
What? Не надо,
зарядка. He kept working at the cannery. But he withdrew part of himself. In our sessions, I saw the same behavior. His mind began to... wander. I asked him to describe it. He said he started small, imagining a labyrinth. He'd feel his way about. Then something moved. Bats. And bees. And things that have not names. He knew it was all in his head. But he took it very seriously. I had hoped he'd find himself. Found something more.
Нашел бы работу получше. Если так картину заявила.
Daydreaming at the cannery. I spoke with his boss. But he said Louis had become a model employee. Methodical, tireless, focused.
Вообще-то говорят, что наоборот, трава. под тобой хорошо заниматься тупой работой.
So I let him go on. I even encouraged him. It seemed very promising at first. He told me he'd made a new friend. On the edge of a city he named Lewis Topia. He built the city out slowly, brick by brick. Then he made musicians. And songs for them to play. He talked about starting a band. And he was always humming something. Every day his imagination grew stronger. He no longer spoke at the cannery. But his chopping was as reliable as ever. Then one day it struck him that all the cheering crowds, even the stones under his feet, were all in his imagination. So he could do whatever he wished. He held an election for mayor. And he won. They begged him to stay, but his mind was already wandering. It became a game for him. He'd conquer a city, then immediately push on. New Lewisville.
Why, don't trust cheater.
St. Louis. He started drifting away from our reality. Minneapolis. Until one day he forgot to go home from the cannery. Even as his mother pleaded with him, part of Lewis kept sailing on. In Lewisburg, he heard rumors of a... beautiful prince.
Ну вот тут-то мамка и ушла.
The prince was on his own quest for... Radiant rainbows. He followed the sound of his electric.